This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The famously reclusive leader of North Korea has died. The state news agency is reporting that Kim Jong-il had a heart attack. Word of the death of the man, known there as the Dear Leader, was broken to North Koreans like this.
너무도 갑자기, 너무도 애석하게.
Choking back sobs, the TV news anchor said it was the country's greatest sadness and that sadness must now be transformed to strength. And just as Kim inherited the leadership from his father, so now his son is expected to become North Korea's new leader. NPR's Luisa Lim has been monitoring the news from Beijing and joins us now. And Luisa, tell us more about how Kim Jong-il died.
Well, from the announcement that you just heard, we have heard that North Korea's leader died from a heart attack on Saturday morning at 8:30. And apparently he died from overwork. We're told that he was under great physical and mental strain, and he was on a train outside Pyongyang on what the North Korean news agency called a high-intensity inspection. And this is really, I mean, it's quite unexpected. Kim was believed to have suffered a stroke in 2008, but he was thought to be in better health since then, and it's really a sign of how little we know about North Korea that this news hadn't leaked out at all. North Korea is the world's only hereditary communist dynasty, so this is going to be a very, very testing time for North Korea. When Kim Jong-il himself succeeded his father, the power transition took 20 years. His son was only unveiled as the official successor last September, so we are heading into a very precarious power transition.
And do you know if the mood in Pyongyang, the capital, is similar to what we were hearing from that news anchor? I mean, are people, as you understand it, very sad?
Yes, well, the official news agency, KCNA, has been releasing some video, and we are seeing these scenes of mass mourning, people gathering in front of the portraits of Kim Jong-il and in front of official statues on their knees, weeping and wailing with grief. I mean, it's not clear how much of that is real. This is a totalitarian country, so there's to a certain degree, there's a kind of mandatory grief, and any other reaction would be unthinkable. The funeral will be held on December the 28th, and the mourning period will last until then.
And in terms of the succession, how likely is it that the designated heir, Kim Jong-un, his third son, will be able to command a similar kind of grip over North Korea and North Korea's army as his father?
Yes, it's going to be very difficult for him. Kim Jong-un is very young. He's only 28 or 29. Nobody knows for sure. And he's very untried. He has no military record, even though he was made a four-star general last year. And it's telling, perhaps, that the official news agency has already made several calls for people to remain loyal to Kim Jong-un for the sake of the country. The former British ambassador to Pyongyang, Peter Hughes, has just left his post a few months ago, and he said there wasn't universal support for the power transfer in North Korea, and there are different factions within the Workers' Party and among the army. Some analysts believe the danger is that they will begin jostling for power.
And what about South Korea? The president there has been calling for calm. How has the reaction been there and also in the region?
Well, the military has been placed on high alert in South Korea. President Lee Myung-bak has called on people to remain calm and keep going about their normal day's work. And I think people are very nervous, and perhaps for a reason. I mean, in the past year, South Korea has seen two major provocations blamed on North Korea. First, the sinking of a South Korean naval ship, which killed 46 South Koreans, and then the North Korean shelling of a South Korean island. So there are fears that there could be North Korean saber rattling now. And as for China, which is, of course, North Korea's main ally, China has issued a statement saying that it's very distressed to learn of the unfortunate passing of Kim Jong-il. The statement also said that Beijing will make active contributions to peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula, which you can sort of read as diplomatic speak for saying that they really want the status quo to continue, and they will do what they can to ensure that it does.
NPR's Luisa Lim speaking to us from Beijing. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.